This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The pharmaceutical industry as it exists today is a giant fraudulent racket. It's a joke.
The Health Ranger Report.
It's not based on real science. They don't help people. They make people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Every argument, every debate that you're hearing about healthcare reform from anybody in the mainstream, the left, the right, Republicans, Democrats, whatever, it's wrong. It's all wrong. And I'm going to share with you the correct interpretation here at healthrangerreport.com. And then you can decide whether you think it's correct or not. But let's start with some basics. The assumption that's so wrong, and again, it's repeated by Democrats and Republicans, as well as President Trump. It's this assumption that the drug companies want to all make less money by treating patients and making them well. It's absurd. These are for-profit corporations. The drug companies are in the business to make money. The hospitals are in business to make money. The cancer industry is in business to make money. The medical imaging and device manufacturers, the oncology clinics, the chemotherapy drug manufacturers, all of these people are in business to make money. It's not a volunteer service. And thus, how do they make money? They make money off of sick people. If they were to help people get well, and let's say overcome cancer or overcome diabetes or overcome any of these other diseases, they would lose that customer. They would lose the revenues and they would lose money. If you think the drug companies are in business to lose money, you're delusional. They are in business to keep making money off of sickness. And how do you do that? It's called repeat business. You make sure that your drugs don't ever really treat the disease. You make sure they don't ever cure anybody. You make sure that your patients don't know how to prevent cancer or prevent Alzheimer's or prevent diabetes. And then even better, if you're a drug company, you make sure that the drugs that treat one condition, such as, I don't know, depression, will cause another condition, such as type 2 diabetes. And that is true. You make sure that all the drugs that treat diabetes then cause cancer, and all the drugs that treat cancer cause Alzheimer's. And those are all true, too, by the way. And this just goes in a vicious circle of increasing profits, increasing disease, increasing suffering, and having more and more payouts to the drug companies and to the hospitals, which basically is a massive extraction of GDP from the entire national economy. The real goal of the so-called healthcare industry, which is actually the sick care industry, is very simple. It is to extract the maximum tolerable amount of gross domestic product from the economy, transferring it from the savings accounts of the workers and the government into the private profit accounts of the drug company CEOs and drug company investors. That's it. That's the simple, hardcore truth that nobody is willing to talk about in the media because the media is all funded by big pharma and the junk food companies. It's all just these big corporations that cause disease and cause suffering and cause cancer. They're the ones that control the media, and they're the ones that control the lobbyists that control the government. Any talk about healthcare reform that doesn't sock it to the drug companies is a total joke. And it's all excused under this statement, this claim, we have to offer treatment. Well, treatment is where the drug companies make their money, and it's ongoing treatment that never resolves the problem. Think about it. If you take a diabetes drug, does it cure diabetes to the point where you don't have to take the drug anymore? Of course not. You have to keep taking the drug day after day, year after year. They're making money off of you the entire time. They don't tell you that you can reverse type 2 diabetes in as little as a week, by the way, in many cases, just by changing your food, changing your diet, changing your exercise, getting off the couch, and so on. People can cure type 2 diabetes easily. Very easy to do with nutrition and lifestyle changes for many people. Not all people, but many people. Does the drug industry tell you about that? Of course not. because they don't make money if you get well. You can't look, the whole country is going bankrupt over all of this. This healthcare costs are out of control because the industry profits off sickness and disease. There's every incentive to keep people sick, to keep people dying from cancer, to keep people diagnosed with diabetes, and maybe just keep them alive long enough to where you can extract a little more pharma money off of those diseased people so that, you know, again, more profits can be built up. Look, the government will never solve this problem unless you get rid of the pharma cartels, the drug cartels that are monopolies. They are FDA-protected monopolies, and they attack natural medicine. They attack everything that works from the world of botanical medicine, herbs, and so on. Here's a great example. There's a 100% cure for malaria. It's called the sweet wormwood herb, Latin name Artemisia annua. The herb has been shown in a small clinical trial to cure 100% of malaria patients, and yet no government in the world promotes it. Why? Well, because there's a malaria vaccine being tested now, and they have high hopes that the vaccine, which I think is made by Merck and endorsed by the World Health Organization, will maybe save some lives, but mostly it's going to make billions of dollars for Merck and whatever pharma company is behind it. You see, this is all about, for the pharmaceutical industry, it's all about making money. It's all about just profiteering off of the sickness and suffering and disease all across the globe while denying people the information they need to be healthy. And I got to say, you know, President Trump, if you think the drug companies are going to line up and beg you to make sure that they make less money, you're kidding yourself. And any person who believes that the drug companies are interested in putting themselves out of business in order to make America healthy again, they're delusional. Drug companies have no interest in curing any disease. Why do you think the cancer cure scam has continued to run since the 1960s? We were told in the 1960s that cancer could be cured within a decade if they only had, I think it was a billion or a couple of billion dollars in funding back then. That was the promise. And yet, here we are, decades later, generations later. Oh, you still have to donate money for the cure for cancer. People are going to run around for the cure with pink ribbons because we're still searching for the cure. Really? Are you that stupid? Do you think that they're going to take all your money and they're going to invest it in research to find a cure to put them all out of business? Do you really think that? Do you really think that if they had a cure for cancer, and there are many cures, do you think they would, what, just give it away to the world, openly share it? This is a gift to humanity. We're just going to gift humanity. And we're all going to resign because the cure for cancer is right here. We can shut down Merck and shut down the American Cancer Society and shut down Komen. It's been solved. We're all going to go home and do something. Do you really think that that's the way they operate? Give me a break. Come on. These people, their lives depend on cancer. They depend on the profits from cancer. They depend on the continuation of the disease. They are not interested in a cure. They are not interested in prevention. They are not interested in natural remedies that work better, that are safer, and that are cheaper. They exist solely to expand their own profits, their own power, their own influence over society. They want more people to have more cancer, more diseases, more diabetes. They want a bigger payout from government. They want a bigger healthcare system that gives them more money so they can walk home with more profits while everybody else suffers and dies. If you don't understand that, you are not living in reality, period. And I understand it's not a comfortable thought to think that your fellow human beings are greed-driven, you know, money-grubbing, evil assholes who prey off of other people's suffering, but they are. They are. They really are. If you didn't realize that, maybe you're not very old. You haven't been around long enough to understand the way humanity really operates, or you've lived a sheltered life or something. It takes a real courageous person to operate with ethics and integrity as we do at Natural News, as I do at the Health Ranger store, where we test everything to make sure that we're not giving you cancer-causing lead contamination, for example. But most people in the world operate off of profits, greed, lack of ethics, no compassion for anybody else. They're just interested in their own profits. They don't care who suffers in the process. Sad but true. Thank you for listening. Hope you've learned something here. Pass it on, share everything. Check out more of these podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.